When former Tampa Bay Radio traffic reporter Les McDowell was a kid, his father took him to meet TV cowboys Roy Rogers and James Arness. Now he has a TV Western of his own. Dry Creek is set in 1880s Florida. It's filmed on Les's ranch in Manatee County, and he built that set plank by plank using whatever scrap material he could find. WUSF's Mark Hayes checks in with a guy that many radio listeners already know.
17 after 6, and Les is checking traffic. What's going on, Lester?
Well, right now we're accident-free on both sides of the bay. We do have some building traffic through the interchange on a 19 southbound. Another report in just minutes. Now you're up to date.
That is how many Tampa Bay radio listeners might remember Les McDowell. He did traffic reports on country music radio stations for more than 20 years. He would read original cowboy poems on the air and do rope tricks at station events. This is what Les is up to these days.
Hear that? Trees whispering. You know what it's saying? It's saying that this is the first time you've been away from your family on your birthday.
We're incorporating a lot of Florida history here. And the beauty of Florida, and it's all right here. That's what Dry Creek really stands for.
That's Les's wife, Connie. They've been married for more than 35 years.
It started with him doing his cowboy poetry and actually building this set little by little to use as part of the videos for his cowboy poetry.
I had gone through some depression and kind of middle-aged guy would do that, with losing his job and stuff. And she had sit out there and kind of console me and say, and I said, I'm just going to stay busy and I'm going to stay busy building something. And I built a couple false fronts. So we'd sit out there in the evening and she'd say, what are you doing? What do I tell my friends at work when they say, what are you doing? It was almost like that Kevin Costner movie. And I said, I don't know. I think I'm doing this for YouTube.
Each video got a little longer and a little more elaborate, and people started coming that were talented and they volunteered their time, and it just slowly evolved into a 30-minute show.
In the beginning, the McDowells had to pay to get Dry Creek shown on TV.
We went on in-country television. We had to pay $650 a week to be on that. I wrote at night and we would shoot the next day.
The big break came when Les met Stan Hitchcock. He was one of the founders of Country Music Television and is the CEO of Blue Highways TV. Les describes that first meeting.
And I told him, I said, this thing kind of comes from a deeper thing. There's a lot of the Lord involved here and deep feelings of country. And he says, stop right there. He says, we don't make excuses for the Lord or a country. And he says, I want to have the show on and you don't have to pay me to put it on.
Dry Creek has a unique place in the TV Western genre because it's set in Florida.
Long before there was a Chisholm Trail or any of that, there were settlements here in Florida and with wild horses from the Spanish and wild cattle. The true story hadn't been told about Florida, and we're getting into that.
You won't find the town of Dry Creek on a map of Florida. Your GPS won't help you. There isn't even a sign on the side of the road. But Les McDowell says everyone can find it.
Dry Creek is from the heart, and how we feel about our kids and love and our wives, that never changes. To put it in a sentence, everybody knows where Dry Creek is because it's inside of each and every one of us. That little bit of love that we all feel.
Mark Hayes, WUSF 89.7 News in Parrish.
The first two seasons of Dry Creek are airing on Blue Highways TV, and that can be seen on Bright House Cable. Negotiations to bring an hour-long version to a larger network are in progress. And you can learn more about the show and see pictures from the set at WUSFnews.org.